This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Hamas leaders held a second day of truce talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators on Sunday, with no apparent progress reported as the Islamist group maintained its demand that any agreement must end the war in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. One Palestinian official close to the mediation effort said the Hamas delegation had arrived in Cairo with the determination to reach a deal, but, quote, not at any price, end quote. Israel wants a deal to free at least some of the around 130 hostages held by Hamas, but an Israeli official signaled on Saturday that its core position was unchanged, saying Israel would under no circumstances agree to a deal to end the war, which it has pursued with the aim of dismantling Hamas for good. At least 34,683 Palestinians have been killed and about 78,018 injured in Israel's military offensive in Gaza since October 7th, the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave said on Sunday. Russia has launched a barrage of drones on eastern Ukraine as the country marks its third Easter war. For more VOA's Tommy McNeil has this report.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians in an Easter address to be united in one common prayer and called God an ally in the war with Russia. Ukraine's Air Force said Sunday that Russia had launched 24 drones, of which 23 had been shot down. Six people, including a child, were wounded in a drone strike in the eastern Kharkiv region, according to the regional governor. In Kyiv, officials urged residents to follow Orthodox Easter services online due to safety concerns. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on his fellow Ukrainians on Orthodox Easter on Sunday to unite in prayer for each other and the soldiers on the front line, saying God, who has a Ukrainian flag on his shoulders, will lead to life defeating death.
Він порушив всі заповіді, зажадав наш дім, прийшов нас вбивати. Світ бачить.
Zelensky, dressed in a traditional embroidered Ukrainian shirt, Vishivanka, and his typical khaki pants, spoke in a lyrical video address standing in front of the 1,000-year-old St. Sophia Cathedral in Kyiv. Orthodox Christians, including the Orthodox Church in Ukraine and Russia, celebrate Easter this weekend, while most Western churches observe the major holiday on March 31st. Tens of thousands have been killed and millions driven from their homes since Putin ordered the invasion of Russia's smallest neighbor in February 2022. The war, now in its third year, has no end in sight. Ukrainians kneel only in prayer, Zelensky said, and never before invaders and occupiers. Advocates of marijuana legalization are hoping that a federal regulatory shift could eventually change the minds and votes of some U.S. state policymakers who have been reluctant to embrace weed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Cannabis culture! I said, what's up, cannabis culture?
As the U.S. government looks at labeling pot a Schedule III less dangerous drug, the executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project says that could bring more support for legalization. Matthew Schweitz says many state lawmakers have told him they wouldn't vote for something that's illegal under federal law. Supporters in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota have been gathering petition signatures, hoping to join 24 other states that allow recreational use. But in Idaho, the leader of a group petitioning for medical marijuana says it's tough getting people to sign because they're afraid police will come knocking on their door. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The number of people killed by flooding and other impacts of the heavy rains battering Kenya has risen to 228, the Interior Ministry said on Sunday. The torrential rains that have caused widespread flooding and landslides across the country in recent weeks are forecast to worsen in May. In a statement, the minister said further flooding was expected in low-lying areas, riparian areas, urban areas, while landslides and mudslides may occur in areas with steep slopes. In Washington, Nabil Biadro, VOA News.